The Minister for Social Protection and Employment Affairs, Regina Doherty, joins us now. Minister Doherty, good morning.
Morning, Rudy.
This unsigned letter from Boris Johnson, do you regard that as a letter from the British Prime Minister asking for an extension?
I think it's one of the four letters. It's the five letters if you look at the MEP letters that were sent. That was sent by Boris last night. I think he thinks he's doing what was required of him under the Benn legislation. I think it'll be interesting to see how it's received, given it's not signed. But I think, as you've heard from Donald Tusk last night, that he's received his letter and he consults now with the EU27 leaders. And at the end of the day, they are the sole power that will decide how they receive the letter and how they respond to the letter. Yeah. But I think, as you've heard from Tony this morning, and he's now a wise man on all of these topics, it'll be a number of days, I think, before we get a response, because we're disappointed that the ratification of the deal has been delayed. I think we were all hoping for a clear result yesterday.
But how could you expect it to be ratified? The deal was only agreed on Thursday. Surely you cannot expect parliamentarians to make a judgment in 2 days over something that is so profound, the future governance, existence and workings of their country.
I would have hoped that, as every politician in Ireland has been doing, and I'm assuming everybody in the UK has been doing this, but we've been watching this and the minutiae of this deal that has been delivered over the last number of weeks by the minute. And I think if we look at what we all had assigned ourselves to do, which was take the boxes of our priorities of protecting our citizens, making sure that there was a consent mechanism there that ticked everybody's priorities list, to look at the common travel area, to set out the markers for the future trade relationship, to talk about peace and people and how we were going to protect both our sets of people. That's exactly what has been delivered in Boris's deal. It's really what was delivered in May's deal. And everybody in Westminster has been watching this by the minute, by the hour over the last number of years.
And listening to the various political parties outside of the DUP and the Ulster Unionists in the North, businesses, the farmers have yet to give a final verdict on the deal. Okay, they're cautiously welcoming it. They say it's clunkier, it's more complex than the Northern Ireland only backstop, but they welcome it. But why did Leo Varadkar agree to give Stormont the power to decide whether the North should stay in or out of new arrangements when the time comes? Surely that's essentially a mini border poll every 4 years.
I think what Leo decided to do when he discussed this with Boris was to find a mechanism where they could be responsible. And like, if you look at one of the biggest issues with regard to the backstop is that British MPs would have said that it was undemocratic because they had no way of ever fixing it, that responsibility for removing that or leaving it behind belonged to the negotiation team in the United Kingdom and the EU, and the future task force or the future relationship discussions. I think it was very important to be able to give them self-determination. What wasn't acceptable, obviously, what was put on the table in the first instance, and the simple majority of the members of Stormont was agreed upon last week, because democracy is incredibly important.
I can understand that point of view, but that's talking as if Northern Ireland is a normal, regular state or statelet or whatever you wish to call it. Stormont isn't even in place. The tribal divisions there are probably greater now than at any point before. And the institutions of the Good Friday Agreement were meant to be the answer to this long-running question. And now this new agreement puts the onus on one of those institutions to answer this enormously contested question every 4 years.
Well, I would think, depending on the response, obviously it might necessarily not be every 4 years. It could be every 8 years. There's a fine balance between giving people, you know, stability in the delivery of business and the economy, but also to be able to tick that box to give the Northern Ireland representatives of the people of Northern Ireland who voted to remain, remember, the self-determination as to whether they wanted to stay in this relationship. Now, our view and our goal clearly was that if there is and when there is a deal that can be ratified, is to immediately move on to develop a future relationship. What we want, what we all want, is a free trade agreement to manage the relationship that what has been for many, many, many years, and hopefully will be for years to come, a successful and fruitful relationship for all of us.
Okay.
So, like, very positively thinking, you might never ever get to the first 4 years. We're looking to have a future trading arrangement. That's something that needs to start to be negotiated as soon as a deal is ratified.
Okay.
And obviously we hope that that will be sooner rather than later.
Can I just ask you finally, just again, about the extension letter request from Boris Johnson. Do you regard that letter as legally sound, or are you expecting perhaps another court battle over it in Great Britain?
I think there are probably very many smart lawyers in the United Kingdom looking at the letter now and probably will challenge it this week. Look, all I know, Audrey, is that we didn't choose we didn't choose Brexit. The European people didn't choose Brexit. It's a British policy. We have done everything that we can possibly do to try and give, with what were red lines, a deal to the United Kingdom to be able to ratify. That was the Theresa May deal. That didn't work. We've come back to the table again and tried to move a little bit this way, and the British have moved a little bit towards us. We now have a deal that ticks all of our priorities, both our priorities and the British priorities. We genuinely hope that the House of Commons can reach an agreement this week, because otherwise, then what we're looking at is endless debate that doesn't seem to be getting us anywhere. So we really, really hope that the House of Commons will agree and reach some agreement this week, and we can move on to the next phase.
Okay, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning, the Minister for Social Protection, Regina Doherty.